How hard is it in the dating world now?
Oh my God.
What is it like out there for
a
single
woman?
Do
we have a shot of tequila? No.
No,
I've been single for 5 years, so I don't know what this world is like out there. But I know, but from what I see and from what I hear, it is tough.
It is very tough, and it is exhausting.
Like, it's exhausting.
I'm gonna throw the towel in. Someone had told me, and I wanted to be like, no, I disagree with you, and I don't want to believe it. My last relationship, when dating was, you know, when I was, you know, dating this person, it was beautiful. It was amazing. It was wonderful. There was courting that was, you know, involved. And I was saying how I feel like that's no longer, you know, present, meaning like people just don't court each other anymore. And this person was like, well, you know, that's old news. Like people just don't do that anymore. There's just this whole new way of doing things. And I'm like, you mentioned tradition, you know, and I think that's where it kind of needs to go back to, you know, where, you know, a man is, courting a woman and showing her, you know, how much he appreciates her and wants her and loves her or wants to be with her. They have this mentality right off the bat that there is someone else. Do you know what I mean? Like there could be someone else.
Is it that they're the prize?
Yes. Yes.
We talking deep here. Yes. We about to get into it.
Oh my God, that the man is the prize.
The man is the prize.
Yes. I'm talking loud. Yes. Also, it seems as if men are now just looking at women as objects. Things are so, it's like instant gratification. You know what I mean? They just want something like
quick
and easy and now.
Of course, men are just going to look at you like an object. Everybody knows who you are. Any guy who comes to you and says, hey, I want to deal with you, he's probably just going to smash because he see what you did to the last dude. Men are logical. We peep game. We watch and see what you did. We ain't listening to your words. We watching your actions. And your actions shows us that you're the type of person that we just need to put in the recreational department. That's what it is. You're dealing with guys who are in the entertainment world, bro. They see what you just did to one of their fellow entertainers and they thinking, damn, that's probably how I'm going to end up with the short end of the stick. These women are delusional. That's all I can see.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you are a black woman and you know you have a good black man at home, you need to do what it takes to keep that black man. Because let me tell you something, there are not a lot of available good black men out here that are still interested in dating black women. So let me just hit you with some facts. Naturally, there are just more women on this earth than men, okay? We are outnumbering them. So then there's a large percentage of those black men that are incarcerated. There's another percentage of those men that are just into men. It's just the world that we live in. There's another percentage of those men that are already taken and married, and a lot of them are not marrying the black women. So when you do come across a black man that is single and good and actually willing to date a black woman, how do you ensure that he is actually desiring you and wants to commit to you? Okay, here's another fact. The number of black men who are marrying outside of their race has drastically increased, which simply just means they are not picking us. And that is a big concern for me. So you got to ask yourself, what is it about you that makes us less desirable? That is what we have to figure out. Because the men do desire to be in a relationship. They're getting married and they're outnumbering us in marriages. They're just not picking us. So it's time to really figure out, how can I be different? What do I need to switch up to really get what I truly desire from this black man? Let's talk about it in the comments.
All I'm gonna say is this, given everything she just said, talk to me nicely. Straight up, man. I ain't no anybody. I'm somebody. First and foremost, I'm somebody's child. You gonna treat me with respect, goddammit.
Would you rather make 40 grand a year working a regular job or 400 grand a year doing OnlyFans?
Yeah, I would rather go back to OnlyFans than do that.
Natalie, yes. What are you picking?
400.
Okay.
I will pick the 400.
Obviously, 400K.
400K all the
okay.
way.
Okay.
If
all
you're
right.
not taking it, you're dumb.
I do the 400K, but I put my nude body out there. That would really impact my self-esteem. I think it would make me depressed.
Amy?
I don't think money should ever cost your dignity. 40K. It's almost disrespectful to your future family as well. Did you guys see the thing about the kid who ran out of school because he was bullied about his mom's OnlyFans? Like, that is something that is going to continue to happen and happen and happen. And so I think it's also out of respect to your husband and your future family.
This is what you get when people are so materialistic and they don't give a damn about just being a good person, being virtuous, having morals. It's all about that dollar bill. You know what I'm saying? When you created this capitalistic society, people want to keep up with the Joneses and everything like that. So women will literally sell their souls to get some money, to live the life that most of the people are actually displaying in life actually can't afford to live them damn selves. They're faking fake jet pictures, right? They're photoshopping themselves in different countries. All kind of stuff, man. It's getting real spooky out here.
What the are you looking for?
The ones with money are crazy.
The ones with money are
right, babies.
Let's go.
How about that? Sometimes they're emotional. The money worth they're it. Possessive. Yeah. They're aggressive.
You think you run some?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Money gives men.
Money in men's eyes. Whenever they start tricking or whatever you want to call it, whenever you start spending money on a woman, they start thinking of property. Like they done bought your time. They done bought your attention. So it's owed to them. That ain't never how it goes.
Why are men expected to act like a husband in a boyfriend stage, but you don't feel as though you need to act like a wife in a girlfriend stage until somebody chooses to make you a wife? Make it make sense. If you never displayed qualities of being a wife, why would anybody want to make you one? It sounds like women just never want to put any effort for us. Like, we feel like we just have to offer minimal effort and that should be significant enough. That and the cat should just have it in the bag.
Nope.
I don't know about y'all, but if I'm choosing to be in a relationship, I'm in it to win it. Do you want dinner, baby? Massage, baby? Baby, what do you need? Y'all are literally admitting to doing half shit and then wondering why you still are not a wife. And they got the audacity to be complaining about why Suzanne's a wife before you. You haven't showed anything. You're doing what any other do. Stand out.
Y'all have to understand, men are waking up and they got common sense now, bro. You out here acting like a ratchet. You dressed half naked every time you step out, you're automatically are going to go and I'm just going to smash and dash category straight up. That's where you going, because can't nobody bring you home to their mama when they think you gonna dress like that for Thanksgiving, bro. You can't come to my mama house wearing no see-through clothing. My mama like to reach out to people and stuff. She follow your Instagram, she gonna think her son wasn't raised right, bro. Come on, man.
We're not talking about what y'all new standards are. What is the standard for a woman that is worthy of marriage?
Virgin.
Right. So why are we trying to remix it and re-engineer it to be something that it's not?
Nobody would get married.
Nobody. That's what I'm saying.
None of y'all are worthy of marriage. That's all we got to say.
So nobody.
We don't have to sugarcoat it. We don't have to modify it. We don't have to make it anything different than what it is. Y'all can remix it. Y'all can add value to it. You can throw it away. You can get it back.
And guess what? Garbage.
You can say that one man's trash is another man's treasure. This is what it comes down to. This is what it comes down to. Throw the whole culture away. Throw it all away. Start over. You don't have the mindset. You don't have the character. You don't have the purity. You don't have the spirit. You don't have the understanding that comes along with what marriage is supposed to be. Throw it away. Start all over. And try to fix the people that's coming after y'all, because none of y'all are worthy of it considering what it is that y'all communicating today.
Do you think it's true that men will insult each other and not mean it, while women will compliment each other and not mean it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So would that mean that men have more genuine friendships than women?
I think men do have more genuine friendships.
Guys will insult each other day on day and they'll just joke about it. Girls will obviously like compliment each other and not mean it. It's like the meanest thing that they could possibly say, but it's in the nicest way, and guys will never understand it. Girls just have more of a manipulative mindset, and guys just kind of are like, whoop.
So then what advice would you give to the men who don't trust women?
Oh, well, I feel like
if you don't trust your girl, leave her, baby. Leave her.
Yeah, bro. If you don't trust your girl, you gotta leave her, dog. You shaving years off your life stressing about whether she over there, you know, getting bent over in an alley after work or something like that. You're gonna stress yourself out. Don't even do it, bro. If you're gonna be that type of guy, bro, you might as well be single and just deal with these women the way you want to deal with them recreationally. But nah, man, you know, me and my dogs, we rib each other all day, every day. But guess what? We ain't finna talk about each other bad behind nobody's back. Around strangers, we ain't finna be acting goofy and none of that, man. If we by ourselves and we talking shit, that's just what it's gonna be. But don't let somebody around who ain't a part of the clique come around. We not joking no more, bro. We keeping it real. We serious. We praise each other around other people. Like, oh, that's Mr. Money right there. Oh, yeah, my boy got the Vertical Capital lending company and all. We praising each other around company, man.
Don't slide in my DM is when I get off work.
and you don't want to take my underwear and throw them over your face like a Wakanda man.
Oh! Ew!
Dude!
Welcome to Wakanda and sniff on all these pheromones, you're not for me. If you don't want to have to stick a towel up under you when I'm giving you head, you're not for me. If you don't want to suck your nut out of my vagina.
We don't do that here.
You're not for me. If you don't know how to take these two fingers, rub on the clitoris until it starts squirting out, and you suck the squirt out, you're not for me. If we can't be in a parking lot at night while it's raining on top of the hood real hard, you're not for me.
But I am telling you right now, that mother back there is not real.
If you don't know how to blow her in my and stick your bum in her, in my booty, you're not for me. If we can't be at the dinner table while your granny's saying grace and I'm playing with your penis.
Thought I'm gonna call you back.
You're not for me. You ain't nasty enough for me, baby. Bye.
Is there something crazy that your ex did?
My ex is my best friend, right? So I every single one of his friends. That's like 5+ f***ing bodies.
Him.
But you wanna know what else I f***ing did? I had a threesome with his ex-girlfriend and his best friend in one f***ing night. What's your credit score?
It's almost perfect.
Almost perfect, like in the 800? I'm smashing. Valid.
Blue face, baby.
Okay, smash. Different. I heard it's fire.
Yeah, you already know what it is.
Smash.
Oh,
I know it.
Oh.
I like a middle. Smash.
Ooh. That perfect credit score getting hit some pussy.
Yo, this girl has no type. She just getting straight to it, like smash. She want that white guy. She think he got some money with a good credit score. That's funny as hell.
I don't know how else to say this to you people at home. These are the last years of freedom. We're going to have electric cars, which will be zone controlled, which will turn off if you go into the wrong zone. We're going to have money, which they control completely and absolutely, CBDCs, which they can freeze any moment or only allow you to spend it on certain things. This is the beginning of the absolute end. We're entering complete tyranny and slavery. Nobody seems to give a shit. And you're all just sitting there going, yeah, well, I don't have time. I'm just going to play video games. Like, you're just walking into slavery, just waiting to die.
Video is for all the men out there, because I got brothers and I got cousins. When y'all cheat on women, we be crying. And excuse my hair, it's finna get braided. But when y'all cheat on us, we be crying, and we gonna keep bringing it up to make you feel bad, because at the end of the day, we cheat too. Y'all just ain't gonna never catch us. My husband ain't never caught me cheating, and he probably never will. Then when he see this video, I'm gonna tell him it was fake. But y'all would never catch us cheating because we real slick and we real smooth with it. So really, when y'all cheat, we get extra excited. We be so happy that you did it. So when you catch us, if you catch us, because we real sneaky like some cats, then we could just keep saying that it's your fault that we did it the whole time. We've been doing it the whole time. Just giving y'all some tea. Y'all better grab them phones, and I ain't gonna tell you how to get in it. I ain't gonna tell y'all that. You better figure it out. But we just like to make y'all feel bad. We got, you know, Joe and James and all them on the side too. But you don't know, because you are doing your thing. We in the house doing our thing. So, just a little tea for y'all. We on that. We ain't faithful either. Y'all know that. Y'all know we ain't. Shit.
Fellas, I'm telling you right now, dog. If you got caught cheating one time and your girl just never lets it go, this is what's going on. She's cheating. Follow her around for a week or two, and I bet you you're going to end up in a dark alley somewhere and her getting bent over, dog. I'm telling you, when women keep bringing up the past and they say that they're going to let it go and they say they forgave you, bro, this is only for them to emotionally manipulate you into feeling bad so that they don't feel guilty when they go out there and mess over you. You might have cheated one time, and they're going to hold that over your head for the next 10 years because that's how long they plan on getting bent over in that alley.
All right, babe, let's see if you can pronounce these words. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, first one?
Phenomenon.
Okay, good. Next one?
Onomatopoeia.
Great. Next one? Are you serious? It's 5 letters. All right, we'll come back.
Sesquipedalian.
Nice. This one?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Okay.
How about this one? Very easy, it's right here. Come on. Okay, how about this one? Go back to this one. You know, I say it all the time.
Is food ready?
Fellas, just because she got a nigga do not mean you out the race. The ones that know, know. I would even go as far as to say that the girls that got niggas be going more than the girls that single. That might be a stretch, but I don't know. But it's crazy that I can even say that and might make sense. A boyfriend is not stopping 80% of these females from doing what they want to do for real. I ain't gonna lie, these girls do not be messing with their boyfriends like they say. They just be wanting to have a boyfriend. They just want to hold that place as their boyfriend. Like literally, if she don't like her boyfriend 100%, if she's not obsessed with her, you for sure have a chance. Now, I ain't say it was a 50-50, but you got a chance. You got to say the right thing or look the right way or be the right.
Aren't you married?
Yeah, but what? Like, people can't have friends?
I'm gonna be friends.
Yeah. My friend?
We're not gonna be friends. You ain't nothing but a
dog player. See, sometimes we meet people and they just got their own agenda kind of in mind. Like, they want a man or they want a woman, but they don't care what man or woman they are. They just want somebody. I think it's a difference between wanting somebody and somebody wanting you.
If you were the opposite gender for a day, what would you do?
First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to wake up, right? I'm going to make sure there's a body mirror in front of me. I'm going to be all butt naked, checking out every single angle, playing with my tits. And then I'll hit up some of my homies and let them hit.
You said you're going to let the homies hit?
Yeah. Everybody got to eat, right?
It's just, I have a hypnotic rhythm. Do you know what that is?
I would love to find out.
You have a hypnotic rhythm too. Yeah. It is where you have this natural essence about yourself, and it's almost like you get people in a trance. And I have this way of anybody who gets to spend any amount of personal time with me, they never want to stop.
That's how it is with me.
Yeah. And it's really hard to break away from. And so you have to be careful when you come across people who are, a lot of people have hypnotic rhythm. They just are unaware of what it is and what it means. So they don't know how to tap into it.
I'm aware of that. That's why I don't let a lot of people in. Like I deal with women, but I don't let them get past a certain stage, because I know it's because of like this aura. Like I'm drawing. This is just who I am. It's just real seductive, and this is why you really are attracted. So I get that, but it's not. You don't really love me or like me for me for real. Not yet.
You think you're seductive?
Yeah.
Not seductive.
Do you think you're seductive?
Do I think I'm seductive? I've heard that.
Dog, women like her be blowing it and it be capped, dog. I'm serious, dog. Women like her buck your head up and have you excited and this, that, and the third, only for it to be bunk, for it to be some trash, straight garbage. That's how it always pans out. I promise you, bro. Like, most of the time when them women brag about whatever it is that they're so good at, bro, it's never what you expected it to be. It definitely was underwhelming when you finally got your hands on. Maybe that 1 out of 100, it'll happen. Man, in my experience, hell no.
100 miles left until we reach our destination.
Why do you have a Tinder notification going off on your phone?
No.
Who are you messaging?
I'm not messaging anyone.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Look, we're going to be tequila essence.
Stop. Stop.
Give me my...
Stop.
It's old.
That's just suspicious. That's suspicious like shit.
Come stop. On, give me the phone.
It's not old.
No, chill.
I don't know. Oh my God,
oh
stop.
My
chill.
God.
Madison, stop. Chill. I did not want to say anything, but my boy Luke, he said that he matched with her.
Why are you just adding to the situation? I didn't match with her.
Well, because you're
Luke.
Doing it, because I thought he was kidding, and now I check it. Check it.
But I don't want to check it. I want to hear it from you.
Give me my phone.
Oh my God. Let the man do the
phone. I'm turning this off.
No, don't leave that on. Leave that on.
I don't even know anybody named Luke.
Hey, Luke, don't cry. Don't act innocent. Chill
stop
out.
Stop filming. Like, you're making it worse.
worst. All you've done is fuel the fire. You're lucky that we even invited you on this trip, and you're just making it worse.
You're driving my car.
I need you to give me the benefit of the doubt.
Get away from me.
It was nothing.
Get away from me.
Oh my God. Get away from me.
I want to go. I want to drink a pina colada.
You're annoying, dude. Like,
I think you need to just take a breather real quick, both of you, because you're ruining this.
Nick, you're the only person I want to be with.
Okay, that's bullshit, because then why are you on Tinder?
You know what?
Thank you.
It's for friendship.
You're weird, buddy. You're weird.
I don't have many friends. I just get lonely.
It's for friendship? It's more like friendship.
What's the biggest red flag in a guy?
Dad bod.
No facial hair.
Being white. Doesn't wear boots.
How much money does a guy need to make in order to be with you?
A whole bunch.
None. I will love them either way.
Really?
If they're black.
At least minimum wage.
Whatever my boyfriend makes.
How tall does he have to be?
He has to be black.
You're the only person I want to be with. It was just for play. Man, dog, when them white girls be cheating, dog, they really gaslight the shit out of a nigga, boy. I swear. Hey, man. If your girl have a Tinder account, bro, it's over. There ain't no coming back from that. If she didn't have that Tinder account before y'all got together, bro, and she deleted it, it's over, bro. It's over. There's no reason why your girl who's in a relationship with you should be looking and fishing for other men. There's no reason to. But Tinder is one of them apps where they really trying to get their back blew out. That's all it is. She's over there looking for somebody like an alpha, somebody that's fit looking. Look like he could really just dog her ass out in that bedroom. That's what they go to Tinder for. And then they'll put in their profiles things like not looking for hookups and stuff like that. And that's exactly what they looking for if they put that in there, because they be in relationships, though. Y'all better stay safe out here, man.